The Arizona Board of Regents says it wants to get to the bottom of a recruiting scandal at U of A. The board held a special meeting yesterday, a portion of which was in executive session. An ESPN Outside the Lines investigation found at least 13 phone calls from head men's basketball coach Sean Miller's cell phone that ties him to a man recently convicted on federal pay-for-play charges. And while executive session discussions are privileged, A-Board Chair Ron Schupman does join us now for a few minutes for a debrief. Mr. Schupman, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so let's talk about a little bit of background. What were the specific concerns that prompted the board to hold this executive session?
Well, as you recall, months ago, when an assistant coach at the University of Arizona was indicted, we began to look very hard at our athletic programs, starting with men's basketball here at the University of Arizona. And, of course, to make sure that all three of our universities are operating at the highest level of integrity, it's very important that we do that. And so we have been meeting periodically with President Robbins to get updates on the progress of what we are learning and what we know. I think it's important for your listeners to know that we have sort of a few principles that we are working by. We have agreed that we will work with the highest level of integrity. It's important that we do that, that we're going to make fact-based decisions, and that as this unfolds, we're going to be relentless in our pursuit of the truth to make sure that we have the facts, to make sure that we are doing the right thing for everyone concerned.
Are the regents planning on conducting their own investigation? I mean, are you waiting to see what else ESPN or someone else comes up with, or are you looking to maybe do some questioning yourself?
The regents in our system, we hire the presidents, and the presidents hire the coaches. Now, clearly, we visit with our presidents, and we share our thoughts and our advice, and the presidents, though, are ultimately responsible for the actions that they are taking. In the case of President Robbins, we're very happy with his pursuit of the facts, with his very balanced approach to making sure that we're doing the right things. And we are doing everything in our power to make sure we understand what the truth is. And I have no doubt in my mind that if the unfortunate fact comes out, that there's been some wrongdoing here, that President Robbins will act swiftly to address that issue.
And I'm certainly putting the cart before the horse on this one, but how bold would the regents then potentially be willing to be? We're being very hypothetical here, and this is also, I'll make very clear, this is not an apples-to-apples comparison, but just this week there was a very serious incident concerning the University of Maryland, in which a player had actually died under the watch of a certain strength and conditioning coach. Board of Regents met, decided to let the coach return, and then after some backlash and after thinking about it, they ultimately decided to fire him. And I certainly wouldn't think the board would want to be in a case like that. So as you're gathering facts, do you also have to consider how bold the school president is willing to be and how bold then the regents are as well?
Yeah, great question. And I welcome it because I think it's important to state a little bit about this Board of Regents. This group of individuals is really dedicated to all three universities. We're unique in this state in that we have a single board over three great universities. We are dedicated to the success of those universities, and to a member, this board has high integrity individuals who are absolutely intent on doing the right thing and based on the facts, whatever may come. You know, there may be other motivations in other boards. I'm not casting any disparaging remarks about Maryland. I don't know the details more than what you stated. But I will tell you, I can't imagine that happening in Arizona. We are meeting frequently with Dr. Robbins and his team. We understand his thought processes, and we are comfortable that we are doing the right thing every day as this unfolds.
Ron Schupman is chair of the Arizona Board of Regents. Mr. Schupman, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.